Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another of the most scintillating hours in finance radio. And I say it every week, but I'm pumped. And I'm pumped because there's so much going on. I think this is going to be proved to be a very pivotal day for a lot of different reasons. We also had an awesome interview that we just got done recording. And that's going to run for the last 10 minutes of the show. And as always, you guys can subscribe, download the podcast, subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com. You guys know the drill. But fascinating interview with Harris Cuppy. Had him on the show once before. Thing I like about Cuppy is that he really thinks outside of the box. The warning that I will give you is that if you subscribe to his research product, just know he's more on the hedge fund side of things. And, you know, kind of like us, we're active managers. We'll get in and we'll get out. And so you can't just go with blanket recommendations. Also, Cuppy has a very high tolerance for volatility. So if you can't take big moves back and forth, just know that he's just looking at upside potential, right? He doesn't mind if he really believes in a name. He doesn't care if it pulls back 20 or 30%. He'll add. So just for the faint of heart, I don't want you guys thinking I'm saying follow all the recommendations and invest blindly. You don't want to do that. But if you want some really good insight and a guy that does some really good research, you know, he's somebody that we certainly listen to. He comes up with a lot of great ideas, thinks outside of the box, value guy. Anyway, if nothing else, I think it's a fascinating interview. So also one thing before we get started, I was reminded of something this week and I want to reiterate it. We talk all the time on the show about not making recommendations and how I've got to be careful about the things I say for regulatory reasons. But there's another reason why we're careful about talking about recommendations. Remember, we're active managers that do this for a living and we're watching it constantly. Okay, so if you hear from me or anybody else that's in my, you know, that manages money, that's an active manager, you've got to be very careful what you listen to, because just because they had something at one point doesn't mean they still do. And the thesis could change. And I the reason I thought about this was because a stock that I've mentioned on the show before that we have owned, Goodyear Tire, and I've talked to a few people that bought that, even though I said it wasn't a recommendation. I want to warn those people that we don't own it anymore. And I'm not suggesting if you own it to sell it. I didn't suggest you buy it in the first place. But this is a perfect example of why you can't blindly follow anybody onto a trade, even if you heard them talk about it, even if you think they've had good picks. Because when we do some deeper research on it and we're watching these things on a regular basis and we see something we don't like, we're going to pull the trigger and get out of it. Right. And I don't want somebody buying a stock and going, I lost 40% because you said to buy the stock. No, A, I didn't say to buy the stock. And second of all, I also have come out and said a warning that we got rid of it. And I'm also not saying that that's a recommendation. I'm just saying that you need to be very careful when you're listening to people like me, even if you think they have good track records, because you don't know if they still have the position. You don't know how they're managing it. You don't know what the other positions are in their portfolio. And what I mean by that is there are times where we'll do pairs trades, meaning we know that this one thing can be really risky, but we've got this other part of the portfolio that you don't know about that's going to benefit if this other thing gets hit, right? So it's almost like we've got the position hedged. You don't know that. So I just want to urge you to be cautious with things you hear me say or anybody else. Okay, so we've covered enough of that. Let's get into the market update. So fascinating stuff going on in the market. Guys, the rotation that we've continued to hammer on the table about and say it's happening, that rotation over into value is happening. I think this is going to be a really interesting close here on the NASDAQ. You've got about an hour and a half left in the session today, again, Friday afternoon. The reason why we think it's really important is because so why are we focusing on the NASDAQ? And if you listened to the show before, you know why. Because this is the thing that has driven the entire run, right? This is what everybody is loaded up to the gunnels on. This is the part of the market that has stalled out for the better part of 6 months. It also appears as if it's breaking down. Okay, now, I'm not, again, not making a recommendation, okay? But just saying now, you have a floor. The kind of the bottom tick on the NASDAQ has been this 12,000. Let's see, where is that? You're looking at like that 12,820 level has sort of been this 12,800, 12,820. We got down into the 12,008. But if you just look at this chart, we're seeing lower lows and lower highs. It's just not good. Now it's not dead. It's not dead, but it's an ugly chart. And we're value guys, so I'm not saying charting is everything, but the NASDAQ for quite some time now has been the favorite target of all these retail people. This has been a speculative index for a long time. Everybody's just hopping on the tech and growth bandwagon and just riding it. And that's why I think the technicals are really important on this, because remember, I think it's really key to point out, when you see bubbles or pockets of stocks that have overperformed for so long, and especially when you've got record retail mania and all these people diving into the markets for the first time and day traders coming out of the woodwork and, oh, this is the hot stock, right? When you have these conditions, these people aren't real investors, right? They're just hopping on the bandwagon. They'll come up with reasons for why they say they bought the thing. And Cuppy and I get into this in the interview. They're not. They're just buying it because it's gone up. Okay, so what happens? People are like, oh, when these things crash, they're going to go running for the door. No, you don't need to get a crash. What you need to get is a cease of upward momentum. If they're sitting on these things for too long, not making any money, they're going to dump them. Okay? And I think that's where the continued weakness in Tesla is coming from. The Tesla chart does not look good. I want to be careful and not declare these things dead, because they've looked dead before and made a comeback, but this just has a different look to it. This sustained sideways movement. And the reason why this is important, again, guys, is because every ETF out there, every mutual fund is loaded with this stuff. Okay, even if you don't think you've got exposure, I bet you do. Okay. And guys, there's other things going on in the market, but there's really nothing else to pay attention to. Here's the other thing I want to warn you about is if this is the crescendo, if the NASDAQ's about to get hit, and I'll just say it, I look at this chart right now in the action of recently, don't short this thing. I'm not giving you recommendations. But this NASDAQ stuff to me, this looks like you're at a moment where you could see a washout of 8 to 10% on the NASDAQ next week alone. And we've been saying this. The reason I'm telling you not to short it or be active is because if you're going to try to short something like this, you need to be on top of it all the time. Because like I said, would I be shocked if a month from now the NASDAQ was a new all-time high? No, you can't say you would be. I mean, I'd be surprised. But, you know, we've talked about this on the show multiple times too. I mean, how long of a list of things do I have to make that would surprise me, right? Well, we're seeing chaos every single day. I saw somebody out there on the internet putting a $2,000 price target on AMC stock, the movie theaters. Okay, you're in a speculative mania. So, you know, I think the best thing to do for a retail trader, if you're at home, I think it's just to focus on the value names. Just stay away from the stuff. And Cuppy says this in the interview, if you want to stay away from the things that get you hurt, go look at the ARK Invest ETFs, ARKK. If you see anything in there, just get rid of it. If you own anything that they own, get rid of it. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the ARK scenario, because I think that's getting really interesting as well. And we're going to want to pay attention to that. Because we're literally watching ARK do exactly what they can't do. And it is fascinating to me. And again, Cuppy and I get into that a little bit. Oil, again, I told you guys last week, I expected to see some more noise in oil this week. We've seen it. Haven't seen it collapse, but we were due for some corrections on this stuff. But again, getting back to why we think this is so popular is that you can't just own a portfolio full of value names. If the NASDAQ caves, it's going to pull a lot of stuff down with it. Now, I don't think we're on the precipice of a big crash market wide. I'm not saying that. I don't think you need to sell everything out you own. But I do think it's a time to proceed with caution here. Because a lot of this value stuff has run high. And more importantly, a lot of garbage that people think is value is rallying. And I think you need to be very careful even about the value stocks you own and make sure that they are value. Make sure that the valuations are reasonable. And I think that's going to be key. Had our roadshow last night. Great attendance. Had over 105, 110 people. Or no, that's how many signed up. We weren't able to get them all in because we only have 100 spaces. But we'll have another one if you missed it coming up next quarter. So keep an eye out for that. Yeah, great chat. We stayed about an hour and 10 minutes, though. We had a pretty long Q&A. Got a lot of questions. But really, if you're listening to the show now, thank you so much for logging on. And hopefully we'll meet with some of you guys. But anyway, got to take a quick break. We'll be right back to get into the rest of the show. So stick with us. You're listening to the – oh, and as always, guys, risk management. Okay? These are the times. You're hearing us talk about these crazy shifts going on in the market, volatility. Don't you want to know somebody is minding the desk? Don't you want to know somebody's getting a little more defensive here so you don't get washed out in this? You need a risk management strategy, guys. You need active management. You got retirement. Quit messing around. Right? You've been hearing us talk about this long enough. Call us, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com. Ask for our Common Sense Investment Booklet. Ask for a free risk review. You guys know the drill. You're moving into more and more crazy times now. Quit thinking about it and just educate yourself, if nothing else. Anyway, we got to run. We'll be right back after the break. Stick with us. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Okay, now, again, we're not an anti-Tesla, anti-ARK show, okay? So, and for those just joining us, there's an ETF out there called ARK. ARK has become the darling of this whole move. They're big Tesla fans, all this kind of stuff. We had a gentleman on, Edwin, I'm forgetting his last name, but did some great research on ARK, the ETF, and was discussing with us the potential problems, okay? And one of the things that he said that I completely agree with was he said, be careful if you start watching ARK sell their most liquid big names and turn around and buy their smallest illiquid names. Well, we've been watching the trade blotter for ARK come out, and that is exactly what they're doing. They are selling the Amazons. They are selling anything big, anything real, in my opinion. And they are adding to their small illiquid names. Why is that a problem? It's a problem because they already own 10 to 20, in some cases, I think as much as 25% of the float on some of these names. Okay, now, if the big names, the names, think of the NASDAQ. If the NASDAQ continues to drop, ARK is going to get hit. And as they get hit, because it's loaded up with momentum investors, right? Why are they buying ARK? They're going to come up with all these reasons for why they're buying it. They're buying it because of the chart. They're buying it for the same reason that most retail investors buy anything. They buy the thing that has performed the best. Okay. As soon as it quits performing, they will sell it. Maybe their pain threshold is 15%. Maybe it's 25. Whatever it is, when those redemptions start coming in on the ETF side, they basically have no choice. They have to start selling stuff. And it looks as if redemptions are coming in. I haven't checked the redemption, so I'm not 100% sure on that. But by what they're doing, when you see them selling those liquid names and doubling down on the illiquid names, It looks as if their liquidity problem is starting. Now, again, I'm not advocating that you short it. And guys, I'm saying this out of experience. You don't, and I think we've said this before, but when you're dealing with things that have this much nonsense built into them, you can't be surprised if the nonsense continues. I was like, why'd you short that? I short it because it's ridiculous. Okay, but then you expected it to quit being ridiculous, right? So you just have to be very careful with these things. And we, like I said, we could be wrong. We've been wrong before. It just looks like a very sick, broken chart. It looks like all the momentum is sucking out of this. And like I said, when you see these momentum plays, everybody goes, oh, know when to get out of them. No, you don't, because it's not, like I said, it's not the beginning of a crash that creates the issues. When you got momentum names like this that have no fundamental underlying basis, right, that they're not cheap. When you have a setup like that, people sell because it quits going up. Right? They're just chasing performance. So you got to be very careful if you're touching any of these names. I'll give you a recommendation. I barely do. If you're touching these names, get out of them. Okay. Now, if I tell you to do that, they're probably going to go up. I don't care. Okay. It just, the signs look horrible. The action, the price action looks awful. Again, wouldn't be surprised if it rallied and set new all-time highs. I just think it's a really, really negatively convex bet. And it doesn't look good. And that whole ARC scenario, if that liquidation or if that liquidity pressure keeps, they're going to start unloading those illiquid names. And when they do, look out below, right? It could get ugly fast. That being said too, you need to be careful on the value side, because if these names have so much weight, the NASDAQ, you think of Microsoft, Amazon, Tesla, all these companies, they're the biggest companies in the US, right? They have so much weight. If they start dropping, they're going to pull things down with them. And so that's why I'm urging people, even on the value side of it, you need to be cautious here, because if nothing else, I just think you're going to see, these things have run a lot. It's one of the reasons we sell Goodyear. It had ran a lot and it's got problems. Now, does that mean I don't think it can go up? No, I just think that there are tons of other opportunities out there that don't have problems that I think probably are safer at this period of time. And that being said, Goodyear at $5-6 a share, it's a completely different story at 17. And when we're in a marketplace where nobody cares about price and fundamentals, you have to know that that is the one thing you should be paying attention to, right? If you're not paying attention to anything else, that's the thing you should be paying attention to. It's the one thing that nobody cares about. Why? Because it's the bullet you don't see that gets you, right? And that's just so true today. So I think that we should be in cautiously positioned overall. Again, part of me saying that is the fact that we're up so much this year. So again, I can't reiterate enough. You just can't listen to somebody like me say and try to emulate, because you don't know what else is in the portfolio. You don't know how we're managing those positions. Just be cautious if you're at home managing the stuff on your own. We've seen a nice pop in the natural gas stuff this week. Natural gas is not for the faint of heart, so obviously not encouraging to jump into that. But again, still seeing this rotation into value. Berkshire Hathaway breaking out, up 1.6% on today. That breakout continues. Another interesting one to me that I thought looked like it was about ready to take off. It's my old favorite, Boeing. That's getting hammered today on a day where value is doing really well. Kind of makes me wonder if this might've been a fake breakout in Boeing. You guys know my thoughts on this one. Again, it's one of those that is going to get lumped into the reopening value play. It is not a value play. And like I said, doesn't mean it couldn't go to 350. There's a period of time where you got to know what you own. You got to know what you own, guys. And the problem is, why do I think we present a great opportunity or great service for the average investor? Because the average advisor doesn't know what they own. Their answer is just to ride it up and down. If you're not convinced that this is not a time for the faint of heart, this is not a time for novices to be managing your investments, I don't know what to tell you. You need some protection. You need a portfolio that can stand up to what happened to us last March. You need a portfolio that isn't relying on bonds for your security. On the bond note, we had a guy on the great, if he's listening today, this is not a negative comment whatsoever. So I don't want to hurt his feelings. But he made a comment. He's like, you know, my bonds haven't made me much, but they haven't dropped much. Yes, they have. You just didn't see it. They were down 22% last March. People are like, yeah, they bounced right back. They bounced right back because the Fed stepped in and started buying corporates. Okay. What I'm trying to point out is, what is going to convince you to get out of your bonds? Do you need to see a 20 to 30% loss? It's going to happen. And this is what I want. People go, it hasn't blown up yet. They haven't hurt me yet. What are they paying you? Right? You're taking the risk of 22, 25, 30% losses for what? For a net of fees per yield that's less than the inflation rate? You know, what's going to convince you? Do you need to see 30 to 40% hits to your bond portfolio? If you do, go look at the historical performance of bonds from 1968 to 1980. Right? What do you see? Inflation indicators going up. What's happening to yields on the 10-year, the 20-year, the 30-year? They're going up. Right? What happened in the 70s? The same thing. What happened to bonds? They got destroyed. This is one of the things we talk about. And this is one of the values that we think are no, don't think. We've got the performance to look at it to show you. This is why you need a risk management strategy. Because everybody out there right now is sitting there going, well, this hasn't happened and that has. And you go, what do you need? Do you have to feel the pain before you make the change? And it's not just the stock side that you need attention to. Right, there's madness going on there, but it's also the bond side of the portfolio. And they go, oh, well, they bounced right back. Do you know why they bounced right back? And again, you're taking the risk for no reason. There's better things to do. And I know that there's a lot of you out there that have been listening to us for a long time. I know because I talk to you every week. I'll say the same thing. We're not sitting there telling you we've got the secret sauce. We did. No, it's just risk management. And these portfolios out there are so bad. They're so bad. You know, the way it's supposed to work, if you had a portfolio that was down 20 to 30% at the bottom last March, you know, chalk that up against ours that was down 5. Okay? The way it's supposed to work in finance is the guy that's down 30 versus the guy that's down 5. During the rebound, the guy that's down 5 should get left in the dust, right? Because the other guy's exposed to more volatility. You know what happened? We lapped those other guys that were down 30 to the upside. Why? Because their portfolios are broken. There's a better way. Do you want somebody watching over your money every minute of every trading day that's making tactical decisions and getting you out of the way of trains coming down? There's a better way to do it, guys. There is a better way to do it. Give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. It's pretty important. It's only your financial future, right? It's only what you've been working your entire life for. Know that there's actually somebody at the wheel watching over this stuff for you. Don't call us when you're down 30 or 40%. You don't need to do that. Anyway, 866-779-RISK and 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. Get the Common Sense Investment Booklet. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach uncover the truth about the financial markets with simple and honest advice to help you plan for retirement. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Have you heard? Beginning next year, all W-2 employees will be taxed for long-term care, but not if you have an existing plan in place. This new government program will make Washington State employees pay for a long-term care plan through that new payroll tax. You won't have a choice, and you won't be able to opt out unless you have an existing plan in place. I will not be paying the new tax because my wife and I have a plan through my friends at 525 Advisors. I recommend you do the same. Do it now because most people will be able to get better coverage for less than what they would be taxed. Long-term care is such an important part of your retirement planning. A good long-term care plan can make sure your care is funded and managed when you need it, protecting your loved ones and everything you've worked hard for. They also have plans that pay you back if you never tap into it. You think the plan from the state's going to do that? Don't be tricked by another government boondoggle. Talk to 525 Advisors about a plan that works for you. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for sticking with us. And let's get right into it. So, again, man, I'm just, my eyes are glued to the NASDAQ and the Tesla action right now. And we've said this before, but why? Just because Tesla's... You know, I kind of see it as like the pets.com of this cycle. You know, it's kind of the archstone holding it all together. But the weakness across the board in these tech names is just, it's eye-catching today. Right now, NASDAQ at 12,880. It's, we're on the verge of some fireworks. It sure looks that way to us. And here, this is... Again, if you've been listening to the show, we've been pounding on this for 4 months now. Just all the winds that were at the back of these plays, they've turned into headwinds. Tesla's sitting at 600 even on the marker right now. It's a big psychological level for that stock. The buy the dippers are really trying to push it back. Now it's down 6%, just flirting it on that. It stopped at 600 on the number. And it's sitting there right now. We'll keep an eye on this for you. But I just think that as Tesla goes, a lot of this stuff's going to go. The other thing is that as Tesla gets hit, it's going to hit ARK even worse. It's going to force more liquidations for ARK. This is just not a good setup. Now, having said that, watch Tesla be up like 20% next week. Just right. It's just rally right in our faces. But even the volume's weak too. Jeez, you've got an hour and 10 minutes left in the trading day. Tesla's still only at about 65 to 70% of the average daily volume with only an hour left in the session. That is weak, weak, weak. This just looks ugly. But like I said, guys, if you get a wash out there with these names, don't be frustrated or surprised if some of those value names that you own, if you guys are in the value stuff, it'll get hit too. And that's why, you know, again, in periods of times like this, having some cash on the balance sheet isn't a problem, because if you've got those names that you believe in, that you really know intimately, and I've said this before, when you know them really well, you can buy dips, right? When you see them go down, you can sit there and go, hey, we'll buy a little more, right? We know that this is a good name. We know that this is the market just looking past this because it's not fashionable, right? It's just really, really ugly. Another one that we've been talking about, guys, and this is something that you need to pay attention to in the zeitgeist, in just kind of listening to the culture, right? Listening to the things in the news cycle. What is really gaining prominence? What's really gaining steam here over the last couple of weeks? It's talk of an infrastructure spending bill, right? This is something that we've said has been coming for a long time to get ready for it. And it reinforces our whole point that we've been making for a while about they are not going to stop pumping. They cannot stop pumping. Now, whether that's going to continue to drive the entire market higher, I don't know. But it's going to drive certain stocks higher. And the inflation indications that are picking up, again, all of this stuff bodes well for the value side, not the tech side, that all of you, whether you know it or not, if you own mutual funds and ETFs, that's what you own. You think you're well diversified. You're not. You're loaded up in all this crap. Okay? I guarantee it. You don't believe me? Go pull up a chart. Go pull up your mutual funds and look under the hood. Right? That's what it's all going to be, because that's where everybody is. And you need active management. You need to know what you own, right? Especially during these periods of times. Now Tesla trying to rally off that 600 level, back up to 607. NASDAQ trying to make a push. I just don't see it happening. I think it's all over but the crying here. But they're fighting back. But NASDAQ back to 12,950. I feel like I'm reporting a basketball game, right? Like I'm at March Madness here. And I mentioned this earlier too. Same thing applies on the energy side. The energy stocks have ran really hot. They've ran hot for a while now. They've gone up a lot. I'm going to reiterate. You need to exercise caution right now. This is not a market to play with. This is not a market that looks healthy on any metric. The S&P and the Dow look okay technically. The NASDAQ just doesn't. And like I said, there's just so much weight there that if it gets hit, it's going to drag things down with it. And those things are so overpriced. Like I said, we're not trying to warn you about a 10% dip here. But the stuff that these people are all loaded up on, it's so overpriced. There's nothing underneath it. The analogy we've used so many times is that this market is like, you know, being involved in this market, you need to, because I think inflation, you know, you need stock exposure. Sitting in cash when governments are hemorrhaging this much money and printing this much money to fill every single hole and every single gap, you don't want to be sitting in cash. At the same time, you know that the majority of the stocks driving this market, there's nothing fundamental underneath them. It's just nonsense, right? So you have to know that. And you have to know that if things get nasty out there, there's a pullback, those things are going to get hit. And I hate to belabor that point. I hate to make that, you know, everything that we're talking about, but that's the story right now, right? And again, you know, we've been saying this for 4.5 months. It shouldn't come as any surprise. And go look at the performance. If you want to know if we know what we're talking about, go listen to the shows we did in October, November. We were pounding the table saying that, look, it's going to be energy. It's going to be this value rotation. Here it comes. It's happening. Go look at the performance from versus, you know, IWM or the Russell 2000 or Vanguard Value. Go look at that performance over the last 4 to 5 months and compare it to the NASDAQ. Compare it to the S&P 500. You'll see it. It's glaringly obvious. The NASDAQ is flirting with being negative on the year. Meanwhile, value's gone ballistic. Our value portfolio is now up, what, 26, 27%? Been a little bit wobbly the last couple weeks because the market really hasn't done anything. But guys, that's the other thing that gives you a certain level of conviction about this rotation play, is that you find me another time where IWM has outperformed the NASDAQ by like 30% over any given period of time in the last 10 years. I'm pretty sure there isn't one. Not by that amount. You've seen bouts of 10, 12, maybe even 15. But this is happening. Like I said, bond, don't even get me started on bonds. I need to stay off the bond discussion for a while because it's just, again, as a risk manager, looking at the ups and downs, looking at the convexity of it all, it boggles my mind. It just absolutely boggles my mind that people are still loaded up in these bonds. I just for the life of me don't understand it. The other thing too, and we've talked about this, I think, again, I want to reiterate, I think if you are looking at that value play, if you are rotating more into the value side of things, I've said this, be careful about what you own. Be careful about what you consider value. I think that that is of a specific importance right now because a lot of people are piling into these cruise ship stocks. A lot of people are piling in. I watched a hilarious investment piece on TikTok the other day. And it was a girl who came on and said, "You know, I've recently become a day trader. And I'm all fired up about AMC stock, the movie theater." I think I was referencing this earlier. And Cuppy and I go into the greater explanation, greater detail in our interview that we do today. But you should have heard the investment thesis for AMC. I It's insanity. That company has been destroyed. She had a price target on AMC for $2,000 a share because people are going to go back to movie theaters. She didn't look at the pile of debt they've taken on just to survive. It's just, I've just never personally navigated a market where people were this blind to anything fundamental. And I thought it was bad 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, this is just incredible. But again, it's not something you want to play with here. Get a little update. NASDAQ, well, you guys know, because this is tomorrow for you already. NASDAQ trying to make a little comeback now. Still down below that magic level of 13,000. The real test for the NASDAQ is going to come today at about in about a half hour. The last half hour trading day, I know you could see it move 1.5%, 2% between now and then. And I think the closing level, again, because of the technicals of that index, I think the closing level is going to be pretty big here. But right now it's trying to make a push higher. The entire market is. NASDAQ is still negative. Tesla's still hanging out right around 600. It's not getting much of a bounce here, but it's back up to 608. We'll see. I almost just need to turn it off because it's driving me crazy. So let's hit on, if this scenario were to play out, and for the people at home, this is why research is really important. This is why knowing what you own is important, because if what we're laying out is correct and the market is due for a pullback and NASDAQ's in for a tough time, and we got to see the way it closes, right? I'm not trying to say that this is for sure happening. I'm just saying we're flirting with all these lines, right? But this is why having cash is okay, because the things that you know, the companies that you like, I don't want to see our portfolio drop. That's never fun. But there's a lot of names in our portfolio that we really like that I would love to have the opportunity to pick up at cheaper levels. But you got to have cash. This goes into our risk management policy, right? This goes into our philosophy about managing risk. This is why we're up so much this year, is because we protected capital last March when the market got smoked. So what does that mean? We had money to go in there and buy things that got destroyed. There's people like, you can't have cash in a portfolio. Nonsense. Nonsense. You want to have cash. Because it's about risk management. Well, what if the market goes up? That's fine. Then ride it higher. Markets don't go in straight lines. You'll get an opportunity to put that cash to work. Now, I think you'd be better off hiring somebody like us that does it, that knows what they're doing. But if you are at home running your own thing, having a little cash on hand right now is not a bad thing at all. And, you know, if you want to know what we're looking at, go, you know, like I said, go start reading about that infrastructure bill. And that's guaranteed government spending. Go think about I'll tell you what, the companies that aren't going to benefit from the infrastructure bill aren't going to be the ones that have been winning for the last 10 years. Right? It's going to be the shovel makers, the truck providers, things of that nature. Value companies. So anyway, we got to take a quick break, but we're going to be right back. We got the interview coming up, so stay with us. Don't bail. Got a great interview coming up with Harris Cuppy. You're not going to want to miss it. So stick with us through the break. As always, guys, if you're sitting there watching this and thinking like you should be, my future financial situation is of somewhat importance. I recognize how crazy and volatile these markets are. I would prefer to have a risk management strategy in place that provides me more upside, prevents the catastrophic loss to the downside, and, oh, by the way, saves my fees. I think that that sounds relatively attractive overall. I think it probably should to you as well. If you want to know more, call us, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. You guys know the drill. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with the interview. This is Know Your Risk. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock-bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's Bond Replacement Strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. If you're like me, you look forward to this every weekend. I have been working with Zach and his team for several years now because Zach gets it. He puts his clients first. And for me, that's what it's all about. I know retirement planning can seem daunting at times, but my personal experience has taught me having a professional in your corner is essential. And Zach and his team have proven to me and my clients to be a tremendous asset. Not only will he guide you through your options, he will listen to you and make your concerns his top priority. So give Zach and his team a call. You'll be glad you did. And when you're ready, we can show you how to make sure your retirement plans aren't derailed by an extended healthcare event. We have many options to protect your nest egg and your family, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. You can learn more about us and our upcoming events at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. And once again, time for my favorite part of the show. Got an interview. Been meaning to get this guy on for a bit. We're going to have him on last week, but he's an international man of mystery. He can be tough to run down sometimes. And so we had to bump it to this week, but we're lucky enough to have Harris Cuppy back on the show with us. Cuppy, thanks for coming on, man. How you been?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, man.
Hey, no problem, pal. First, right out of the gate, you've got yourself a new research service that is launching. It's currently free. And the reason I bring this up is because you've had a lot of interesting calls with a lot of convexity. You're not typically messing around. You're looking for big winners with convexity. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but why don't you kind of tell us the point? And again, I want to emphasize the reason that this interested me is because I've gotten investment ideas from you, and you are kind of a I look at you as sort of a factory. You're like a factory belt of good ideas, and I have absolutely zero shame freeloading off your ideas. So I will be subscribing to your research service. And why don't you kind of give us a breakdown of what the research service is meant to do, what you're aiming to do, what the goal is, what you guys are focused on, and how it's going to work?
Yeah, sure. So just some background. I mean, my whole career, I've done some event-driven trading. I mean, for us, event-driven means you're targeting specific corporate actions or you're targeting specific fund flow events. But you're looking at something where there's a truncated period of time where an event happens. That's the event-driven side. And it leads to some sort of inflection in the share price, or it leads to an inflection in the dynamics of the business. And I've been looking at these, you know, people would flag these, I'd see press releases, but I never really did this systematically. And last year in 2020, these sort of strategies started really just hitting it out of the park. Over and over and over again, we had winners. And so I hired a good friend of mine and said, let's just put these all down in a spreadsheet and let's start keeping track of these. And I didn't realize how big of a project it'd be. It ended up being just a master spreadsheet of data and information. And I realized just how much stuff I've been missing. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing how much money we left on the table over the last 20 years. And so I started sharing this spreadsheet with some of my friends because I figured they'd find it valuable. And pretty soon, you know, every week people asked me, hey, Cuppy, keep putting me on this list because, you know, it's valuable information. You can't get this anywhere else. You know, these aren't like just downloaded off Bloomberg sort of things. A lot of these are manually created lists of events. And eventually I realized there's probably a business here. I mean, there has to be a business here because I got over 20 strategies we're tracking now, and we're looking to onboard another 20 or 30 of them, and I need to hire some more manpower, and, you know, someone's got to pay for all these people. So, you know, You know, I've been doing this pro bono for about 6 months now, almost 9 months, honestly, amongst friends. And at some point, someone has to pay for all these people. And I'm looking to really beef this up because it just keeps finding winners. So anyway, it's called Cuppy's Event-Driven Monitor. You can go find it at KEDM.com. Sign up. We send out a list every Saturday of all the updates. I usually throw some cliff notes out there just to make sure you don't miss the important stuff or the stuff that I find important. But, you know, this is different from a lot of other services out there because it's not a stock pick of the week. I'm not giving investment advice. All we're doing is saying, hey, look, something's happening because it put out a filing that said that there would be a corporate action of some type. And then you know, we're going to flag it for you, and you can figure out what to do with it. But these sort of corporate actions and events really do tend to materially move the share price over longer period of time. These aren't, you know, quick twitch, this is going now sort of thing. This is more, hey, this is how you generate ideas and make a lot of money if you're thinking about this long term.
Yeah, now, the other side of it, on event-driven, there's kind of a couple different ways to look at it. There's kind of the event-driven school on the macro side, too. Are you guys more focused on the event-driven as it relates to the individual companies, or are you looking at it at a macro side, too? Is there that kind of macro event-driven look?
I mean, if we see something interesting, we'll note it on the macro side. But really, we're just looking at key corporate events. So, okay. You know, everyone tracks spinoffs these days, and everyone tracks IPOs. I don't think there's anything really of edge we can add, though we list them, just
right.
Because, you know, if you're going to have a weekly update, it's good to get an update. Hey, Cuppy, you know, next week this thing is spinning off. You've got to get to it and read that Form 10 because, you know, it's happening next week. You need to have an opinion if there's an opinion to be had in the valuation. But, you know, we're tracking the other more esoteric stuff that really isn't well, you know, tracked and monitored. So we're doing cluster insider buys. We're doing privatization spinoffs, CEO changes. You know, CEO change being one of the great ones where with something of a lag, you know, you're going to see this business go off in a different direction. They, you know, the CEO was pushed out and a new guy was pushed in, and hopefully he has a different vision for how to run the business, and it's going to go off in a different direction. And, you know, those sort of events are super exciting for guys like us who are monitoring businesses, often businesses that are undervalued, that have underperformed, and said, hey, is there an opportunity to make this thing better and make a lot of money along the way? But we're looking at 20 of these strategies, you know, aggressive company buybacks, like all these things that indicate something has changed at the business.
Do we, Cuppy, one of the things, and just out of curiosity, because we do kind of a version of this at our firm, but do you guys ever look for the intersection? So you're tracking all these different things. You have these different models. Are you looking for overlap between those? So like the same name keeps coming up in multiple models for different reasons. Does that give you a higher conviction? Is there any aspect of that where you're overlapping? Yeah, okay.
I mean, if you find a situation where there's a CEO change and then, you know, 3 months later, the new CEO is buying a lot of stock and then it shows up in the company buyback screen, you know, you get the feel that something really is changing and things are getting better. I mean, you could think of GameStop, for instance, a perfect scenario.
I was just going to bring that one up. That's how we got onto GameStop. Yeah.
Well, they changed the CEO, the guy. Right. So these all follow a pattern, which is why it's so important to have this running list. So the new guy comes in. He had a big bath quarter. The stock dropped from like $10 to $4. You know, big bath where he basically blamed all the prior problems on the last guy. He cleaned the deck. And then after the big bath, they started the buybacks. So first they did a Dutch tender, and then they just went into the market buying stock. And still the business wasn't really turning. Nothing was really happening. And then, you know, you started to see operational improvements. They closed some stores. They fixed their working capital issues. They rolled their debt. But step by step along the way, he made things better. I'm not going to say, you know, the company's going in a great direction because it probably isn't. But it's not dying as fast as the shorts thought they would die. And that led to the crazy short squeeze. But, you know, you would have been flagged this, you know, starting with the CEO change. And remember, CEO change, you don't buy it the day of the CEO change. CEO change, you wait for the big bath quarter where they blame it all on the old guy, the stock drops, and then you reach out to management and say, hey, what's your plan here? You know, what do you see that the market doesn't see? And, you know, I met with these guys at ICR. They gave me a vision of a bunch of cost savings and a bunch they could do with the balance sheet, and it sounded like a good plan. And as I started executing on that, I bought a lot of GameStop.
So did we. I, to clarify, we weren't in there. We probably weren't in there nearly as long as you, because you're, and I mean this as a compliment. I've watched some of your plays, and you are better at maxing out the runs on these things than we are. We got in at 12 and got out at 42. So we didn't get the full benefit of the run. But, you know, we're running retail portfolios. So kind of give us your breakdown on that. When did you guys jump in on that? And you probably wrote it, I'm thinking, a lot higher than 42. Would I be right?
Yeah, I mean, my exit was a lot better, but quite honestly.
All right, guys, unfortunately, due to time, we got to cut the interview a little bit short. But as always, great information in here from a fascinating guy. I really think is thinks about things in a very unique light, and I always enjoy talking to him. But go to knowyourriskradio.com or Google Know Your Risk Radio podcast. It's not hard to find. You can access every show we've ever done, which is a research tool, guys. If you're sitting there thinking, hey, you know, this guy, I've heard him say some prescient things. He's got some good points, but I need to know if he's full of it or not. Well, there's 6 years of radio shows. You can go back and listen to them. Right? It's kind of a double-edged sword, like I jokingly tell people. Right? I'm sure we've had some bad ones in there, but we've also had some pretty good ones. We know what we're doing. And I think it's a great way for you to check the credibility. Are we always going to be right? No. But the difference with us is, when we're wrong, we'll come right out and say it. We were wrong. Anyway, download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com. Hear the rest of this interview, including everything we've ever done. As always, guys, we'll be back next week. Have another great interview teed up for you, and look forward to doing it again. I think we might see some fireworks, might have some really exciting stuff to talk about next week. Anyway, wish you all the best. God bless, and we'll see you next week. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at knowyourriskradio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember, investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.